Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. I'm more than that. For those of you who could see the colors, they're even here now. They have come in quickly. They've come in quickly because those who sit in the chairs have expected them and want them. The entourage sits at your feet. They come into this place full of love. I am more than crying a magnetic service. I'm an angel. Just like you. Speaking through a human being, you call it channeling. We invite you to feel that in this place, there is a sacred energy which is beyond the sum of the whole. Some of you will not just feel it. You'll experience it. You will become it. You'll leave differently than you came. You'll know that the message is real. You'll wonder about who God must be. Beyond the doctrine of the religions that you celebrate and that you enjoy and you love, beyond these, there is a greater energy. One that encompasses you. Far grander than you have ever felt could be so. My partner, he remarked to you that in came the 1111 in 1987, the harmonic convergence. He spoke of that energy and how it drastically affected this planet and all who were on it. And in free choice, some of you didn't feel it, some of you didn't know it. And that's okay. But I'm going to ask you this. What happens now that you do know it? I'm looking at this group and I tell you this. I know your names. I know who's here. It's glorious to me. I'm the one who said goodbye to you on the other side of the veil when you came in. I saw those colors. Oh, magnificent you are. I saw you come in. With the energy of communication that is non-linear, I spoke to you and I said, are you ready to go do it? And you said, I've never been more ready. I'm going to go during a time, I promise. I want to tell you something, human beings, those reading and hearing this, you are the ones who will change the planet. And bring it to the vibration that 2012 is expecting. It is your lineage. It is your purpose in life. It is why you came. It is why you're reading the words on the page. I see those who are reading, even though you cannot. Stuck in a time frame you are, which is appropriate for who you are. I see the potentials of those whose eyes are on the page. And those ears who are listening to this. On their electronic devices. And I ask you, each one, do you look at yourselves as a warrior of the light? Do you look at yourselves as a lighthouse, or are you just making do day by day? Do you think of yourselves as a spiritual person? Could it be that there's an angel inside? When you look in the mirror, what does it tell you? Do you see just a human being who's aging, or do you see divinity? Do you see something to love? We'd love to activate those energies within your DNA of awareness of God in you. Layer 10, new beginnings, awareness of God in you. If you start looking at yourself differently, I will tell you this. You will see the divinity inside. You'll see the masters of the ages in your eyes. And you'll know what I'm doing here is correct and true. All of the information I have ever given you was so that you steer this planet toward peace on earth. I give this message in the middle of August 2008. 2006. I rarely will date these, but I want you to know right now why I'm doing it. Because there are those who are afraid, and they're stirring in duality. And their heads surface because there is trouble in Israel, they say. And the marker is that when there's trouble in Israel, beware. And the mythology will tell you that there's much more to it even than that. Get ready to go, some will say. There's going to be a change on the planet. I want to remind you what I told you in 1989. Remember these words, because we're going to talk about the Jews. Remember these words. As go the Jews, go earth. I said those words. I mean them. I wanted you to remember them and listen to this. I will say them again. I will say them in review. That may give you a hint that when there's trouble in Israel, indeed, there will be changes on earth. And what are you going to do with it? I'll ask you some questions in a moment about that, but I want to do a review. This is for the Jews. Yes, there are Jews reading this. Yes, there are Jews hearing this. Yes, there are Jews here now. Let me tell you yet again about a lineage. And let me explain some things to the rest of you you may not understand, and this may clear it up. Let me try to present this in a way I have not before. The Jews are not a race. Anthropologists will look at the Jewish civilization and say it has every attribute of a race, but it is not. It does not qualify scientifically as a race, but it has a different attribute than any civilization that's ever existed. Intuitively, they're picking up on the Akash. There must be a core karmic group that lays on the crystalline grid of the planet and never changes. It cannot change. That means it is the staple of humanity. And in this particular case, in this thing you call civilization, it is the Jews. And they have come in for this purpose. And they were called God's chosen people. And before you lift your head and say, why them and not me? Why do they get to be chosen instead of me? Let me finish the sentence. God's chosen people to suffer. And to be moved around the planet. And wherever they went, to have someone who was after them to wipe them out. That's their purpose, because they hold the core of the Akash. Intuitively, the dictators, the masters, the Caesars knew it. Intuitively, if they could eliminate the Jews, they themselves would take on the power of the Akash. They would become the core. That's how it goes. And if you think to yourself, you say, well, that's an interesting story. Cryon, you got any proof of that? Just look at your history and tell me what other people has been pursued in this fashion all the way through their history, all the way through, from the Egyptians to the Romans to the present day, to those in the Middle East, to the Nazis. They all wanted them gone. Or enslaved. This is what they were chosen for. And let me tell you the other side of that. And in return for this earth service as a Jew, they had a pure karmic attribute that each time they returned in a life, they got to be Jewish again. This means that instead of passing around the torch of experience, as some of you have done through civilization, they've always been Jewish. Once a Jew, always a Jew, until they step out of that circle and then they cannot go back. The karmic attribute is a pure one. Now look around the earth and tell me this. Perhaps it's not politically correct to say it, but I will tell you that Jews run things. They're in important places. They're the masters of the shops. They understand how human nature works because they've been there and they've done that for eons and eons. They've got an edge on the rest of you, and they pay for it. That's who the Jews are. And this then plays into these end times we talked about, which are really the beginning times. How many of you have seen 11:11 on the clock? Does that say end times to you? 11 is illumination twice. 11 illumination squared, if you want to say. It's illumination twice. Illumination. That's not the end. There are those who say it's illumination. It's not, it's illumination. So why are things so bad, crying right now? Why are they so bad? Why is there so much fighting? Why are there enemies then raising their heads? And I'm telling you, this is what we told you about. 18 years ago, we told you about this battle. This is not new. There are those right now who don't understand this, and they're frightened and they're fearful and calling themselves even light workers. And I say to these light workers, were you really truly ever a light worker, or did you just give yourself that label? Maybe it's time to examine yourself. Are you claiming to be the chef and yet you're afraid to go into the kitchen because it's hot? Are you claiming to be the windmill that generates electricity, but you're afraid of the wind? Huh. What about the lighthouse that's afraid of the storm? Doesn't exist. Dichotomous, it is. And if that's you, you can change it. And that's why I'm giving you this message. Don't fear this. Look upon it in the wisdom of the ages and say, this is right. This is what we expected. Now, let's temper it. Let's send light there. Let's make this a short battle. Let's make it one that makes a difference. Crying, why don't we do that? How can we possibly do this when the greatest minds of this century are trying to figure it out and they're having trouble and they're squabbling? Nothing is happening. It just seems like they never come to a solution and it doesn't seem to make any difference. If that's your reality and your truth, that's exactly what it'll be. But what about this one? You send the intelligence of the cosmos through a beam of light. Climb those stairs. Strike that light and send this intelligence of the cosmos into those areas where those can see light and think of things they've never thought of before. What about that one? Be one that stands in the lighthouse and says, I have no idea how profound this light is, but I can feel the divinity in it. I'm sending messages that are so divine that the leaders at the United Nations will see their way through this. They'll convince those who are fighting to stop that there can be a peace plan, even with a terrorist, that starts to make sense. I told you years ago about this battle, did I not? The old energy and the new. I told you. About spiritual rage. In a day when you didn't even hear the word in the terminology I used it, I said spiritual rage is something you can watch for in these times, and here it is. And there will be those who will continue to say, in the name of God, the Jews must go. They represent an old energy. And I want to tell you, if you look at them on sorrow for what might happen to them, it is their choice to have said it, to have believed that way. It is their choice to turn to the energy they wish. It's part of the battle. You may not like it. Go back and read the first transmission of Kryon in book one. I said up to 1% may have to die on this planet. And if that is so, it's 1% that have come for that reason. Understand this. Do not fear this. And then later I told you this has drastically changed, and it has. Through your free choice, it looks like far fewer. And now I will give you another statement. 2007 looms as a pivotal year. 2008 will be one that brings massive changes. That's also an election year for the United States. 2008 is a 10. Represents a 1 in numerology. It means new beginnings. 2007 is a 9. Completion of some old patterns will occur. This is all part of what we see coming. And it's not going to be achieved by those who are running the other way. And it's not going to be achieved by those who are afraid to show their light. And it's not going to be achieved by chefs who never cook a meal. It's going to be achieved by those who fearlessly face it and say, tell me what is happening. I want to know where to send the light. Who make time in their day specifically for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to say, I don't know if this is helping or not, but I believe intuitively that there's something to this. I'm going to gather my friends together. We're going to pray for our leadership. I'm going to pray, you say, for the Palestinians, the Lebanese, and the Israelis. That's what you can do in sending intelligent cosmic energy. That's energy that knows what to do. So many years ago, we told you about the battle. Now it begins. Indeed. We told you this many times over the last 3 years. Lighthouses were never built in safe places. You want to be a lighthouse, do you? Really? And what do we mean by that? You could be a lighthouse here, in this great city. You could be a lighthouse here. And some say, well, it doesn't seem to be a dangerous place. I could be a lighthouse here. I'll tell you where the danger is. Is when you turn on your light, all of those who are dark on the planet see it. At some level, you become a target. You show yourself, do you not? You show yourself to your neighbors, do you not? What you stand for, do you not? You turn on the light and suddenly you're no longer invisible, are you? Are you ready for that? What is your family going to say? What are those workers going to say around you? Are you ready for that? Well, let me give you some advice. You don't have to evangelize anything. All you have to do is say, I believe in prayer. Who wants to pray with me? You don't have to mention Kryon. You don't have to say anything about the New Age, any of your doctrines or your mythologies or anything. All you have to say is, who wants to pray with me? Maybe you'll get some volunteers. And so I'm going to address this right now for the readership, for the earth, for anybody who wants to hear. I'm going to address this and I'm going to say, dear Hindu, what is it your doctrine says you should do right now? What is it that you have been taught that you are feeling that is so true in you? Those who are the Sikhs of the earth, what is it that your elders have taught you is appropriate right now? What should you do about this? Are you doing it? Have you been told that you're a part of the earth energy in any way? Hindu, let me ask you this. Who are you this time around and why are you here? What is the accumulation of lifetimes brought you here? The Buddhist, what have you been taught that you could do? Buddhist, are you truly part of everything? Is there a oneness? If so, that puts you in the middle of the problem, does it not? Through the energy that you generate, Can you not see how you might affect the others? So sit and generate that energy, for you are powerful, my friend. You are a peaceful person, and your vibration is important on this planet.
Jew, what have you been told that you can do about this? You are in survival. You shudder in fear, but not all of you are in Israel. What can you do? Do you believe in prayer? Of all of the stories of the ages, yours are known the best. And you've seen the miracles of God. You know how you escaped Egypt. Those things took place. You know you were fed from heaven. Those things took place. Is it such a thing, a miracle? Is it such a thing to believe that you could be delivered yet again? And in the delivery process, perhaps you could be the catalyst to create peace on earth. Did you know, Jew, that your lineage was set up in this fashion so that someday it could be solved with the core karmic race, the civilization that would make the difference and help be the catalyst to peace on earth? Or will you shudder in fear, and will you say, there is no solution, there never was, it's going to last forever, the problems are unsolvable? Which one are you going to be, Jew?
Look back on the words of your master, Elijah and Elisha, and what they had to say to you that a human being is capable of. Look at their wisdom.
And keep your eyes on Jerusalem. And temper your anger, for it is not commensurate with your magnificence. Christian, what are you going to do? What have you been taught? How about the light of the Master Christ? What have you been taught?
Have you been taught that you can change things
with prayer? And the answer is yes.
Is it not so that part of everything you've learned is to start with prayer, to end with prayer, to go home and pray before you eat, to pray before you sleep? What is that all about? I will tell you, that is communication with God. It is strong, and you are up to it. Join the Hindu and the Buddhist and the Jew,
and send that light to those places that need it. Now is the time. You're part of the issue. A profound part, a beautiful part. Your light is so great. Muslim. Muslim. You love the Prophet, don't you? All right, let me take you back to the cave. I want to give you something to think about. I want to give you something to think about.
You pray as much as anyone on the earth, and you do it on a schedule which is regular.
So why not start these prayers differently? It will not violate anything that you've been taught, for you're going to be praying for peace on earth. In the cave, the Prophet Muhammad met with the angel. And I want you to remember what has been written that the angel said to him. You're supposed to leave the cave and go out and unite the tribes of Arabia and give them the God of Israel. And that's the truth. Look at where the prayer rugs faced. They faced Jerusalem before they were changed to Mecca for political reasons. Look at this. Look at the core information and the beauty of the unity that the Prophet asked you to have. And not just with Arabs. What can you do? You can pray. Powerful you are. 1 billion strong you are. Part of the solution you are. Oh, there are others, and I've not mentioned them, but you can put your name in there. What do you think about God? Do you think you can make a difference? Or do you think God is just pushing the parts around to make your life miserable? if you're a reader of this message and you're a hearer or you're in the room, I invite you to feel the love that we have. We've known that you are coming to hear, to see, to experience. It's a beautiful time for this, a precious time it is. I want to review for you finally who the light worker is. Let me paint a picture yet again for who the light worker is on this planet. There she stands, there he stands. Oh, look at him. They don't look like a giant spiritual being. They look ordinary and average. But then you start going inside and you see things that the masters had. They're balanced. That's the first way you can tell they're balanced.
They're so balanced, you want to be with them.
You ever met somebody who just wanted to be with them? You just want to walk with them. Because they're not judging you. They're beautifully listen when you talk, and they say things which are appropriate and wise. They're not judgment to anybody. They don't make fun of anyone. There's no drama around them. There's a radiance that you can feel. There's a joy. And you just say, well, I want to be with this person. I just want to walk with them. That's the light worker. And that didn't come easy, and it's not natural. That takes an activated DNA. That means someone's working on themselves. There's a vibration there that touches the crystalline grid. They know all about the Akash. This is a balanced human being. They've been able to solve the duality. Solve the duality. Duality is a puzzle, is it not? The duality is a puzzle. You've got free choice, but you've got an angelic countenance. What are you going to do with that? You're placed upon the earth where there's the darkest dark and the lightest light. How are you going to navigate? That's the duality. That's the piece of darkness that chases you around, the consciousness that you all joke about, makes you do things. They've solved it. They've balanced it. They're centered. That's the light worker. They stand tall, even though they may not be tall. Their countenance seems bigger than it is. That's the light worker. They're sure of themselves, but they are not filled with themselves. That's the light worker. They look at you with compassionate eyes. That's the light worker. They care about you, no matter who you are, or what you look like, or where you've been. That's the light worker. Does this sound like perhaps it's echoing some of the masters that you have followed? Does it sound like the Buddha or the Christ? Does it sound like perhaps the Prophet Muhammad? And if you look at that, I'll tell you, oh yes. Because those are the attributes of the masters of the planet. And inside your DNA, there is mastery waiting for you to capture. The lighthouse is intuitive. This person is intuitive. They know when to talk. They do not say inappropriate things. They're intuitive enough to know when to pray and what to pray for. They can look at somebody and know if they're telling the truth or not. They are non-judgmental in all of this. They use it to navigate through their own lives. And they're no different than you. Their lives are just like yours. And one day they might be doing the laundry. And one day they may be sending light to the Middle East. But they're a lighthouse, and they know how to do both with the same kind of divine approach. You ever think of that? Ordinary things in your life. Can you celebrate the ordinary? Can you send light to your leadership as you wash the dishes? A light worker can. One who strikes the light walks up those stairs. They know how. They know how to put things in balance. They know what to do with a dark side. Crying, what are you going to do with that darkness in my life? The light worker knows what to do with it. Long ago, they put it in the back seat. They don't let it drive anymore. There's no more depression. There's no more worry. Anger. Slow to anger. Very slow to anger. Wise to respond. They look at life far differently. Like the masters of old. And you might say, that's a tall order. That's a tall order. It is not. They're here. They're reading. They're listening. They're in the room.
And they may surprise you what they look like and how old they are or how young they are. But they're here in various stages of training and action. Like the warriors who train and train and train to be part of a perfect army. Carrying swords that are not for killing, for celebrating. The bridge of swords. We've spoken of this again. The bridge of swords is part of the final battle. We sound like perhaps we're speaking in metaphoric tones. Indeed, it's the only picture we can give you, which is that this battle will indeed be solved and indeed have a solution to it. And the lighthouses carry the swords. It will be held high as those who are the winners pass under. And who are the winners? The civilization called Earth and the New Jerusalem. There'll come a day. There will come a day when the potential is so great, I will tell you, where these things will be behind you. Long after 2012. And you might say, well, I may not be here. Oh, yes, you will. You may be very young, but you'll be here. Because you're not going to miss it. You wouldn't miss it. You work too hard. You've been at this too long to miss the fruits of your labor. Don't you want to come and see a peaceful earth? Don't you want to? Oh, does it warm your heart to know that you all are part of it? Listen, reader, what are you going to do when you put the book down? Will you give God 30 seconds? Will you give God 30 seconds? Peace. No phones. No televisions or radios. Just 30 seconds. And would you perhaps even dare to say, I am that I am. And the divinity in me is going to make a difference on this planet. I feel the truth when I hear it and when I read it. How are you with that? What about you right now? Oh, there are so many involved today. You have no idea as you sit in front of this meeting and you think it's just cryon and you're thinking you're at a channeling meeting, that's all that you are. You don't know the readership here. You don't know how far this is going to go. And they're with you now. And so I invite you to join them even though they're out of time with you. And I want you to celebrate their healing, for they're having some as they read this. They're having epiphanies, revelation. They are important. They can do something. They came for a reason. What about you here? And I use that word, here, in this room. Are you ready to leave just like you came? What about talking to your DNA in a way you never have before? What would you do if I told you you could leave younger than you came? Did I note that some ears were picked up there? That's the promise. That's what you have control of. Your aging, your health. Crying, why do you talk about healing so much? And I'll tell you this. It's because the light worker does a far better job of making a white light when he's healthy. That's why we want you to stick around a long time. And not everybody in this room thinks they will. I know who's here. I know what's wrong with you. How'd you like to change it? There are healers in the room. I know who they are too. There are four people, human beings in this assemblage, who have profound healing knowledge that have healed many, that goes beyond anything that you've experienced. Would you like to know who they are?
They do. It's your free choice, you know, to look around to find these. Do you just pass by them? How about a sense where you could come up to somebody and know that's who's there? What if that was their gift? How would you know it? That's part of the interdimensional DNA affecting you so that you can tell who you're talking to. They may have a solution for your problem, and you're never going to know it, are you? Unless you start bumping around and meeting people and asking questions. Do you do that or not? This goes on all the time. Perhaps it's time that you started knowing more about who's with you in a place like this. My goodness, you assemble as light workers to hear these messages, and yet you're not willing to meet each other to the degree that you would meet the healers in the group. It's called synchronicity. It's why we bring you together. We challenge you, those in this room, to know more about those next to you before you leave. You may be surprised, you may be shocked that they have the answer to why you came. We're going to leave. The message has been stated. It's a precious message. My partner reacts every time we say we're going to leave. I give him the feeling that we have, oh yes, there are emotions on the other side of the veil, profound, mostly of love. And he reacts every time we say that we're leaving. He doesn't know how many times we're going to do this. Like you, he works a day at a time in his life. But he feels it profoundly when we say we're going. Because he feels the tug that we feel to the humans that we have spoken to, the readership, the listenership. All of those who would spend a moment and look at these things. Blessed are the humans who have made it their goal for self-improvement to know more about the vibrational level of where they are. Do not leave here with questions about how to do this. Just do it. Sit in front of Spirit and ask the questions. God, tell me what it is I need to know. And then expect the answers and move forward with a cosmic intelligence that is there. Call it what you wish. A response to you who are intensive in your pure intent and search. You don't have to know how. You just have to be able to start. That's the message of Kryon, always has been. Through all of these years, you're here for a reason. You have divinity inside. You have self-healing. You have the ability to solve the unsolvable in your life, relationship issues, issues at work. You can get rid of the drama completely. You never have to experience worry again. You can become a patient person. All of those things are yours, just like the Master said. Mastery is what we teach. The grid has been done for years. And now you're in the thick of the battle. We are here, as we always have been, to hold your hand, to wash your feet, to teach you profound things about how precious you are and how beautiful life is. Claim it every day. Look in the mirror, I am that I am. And make each day of your
life one filled with light. Cast out the things that do not belong in a life of light and claim your power. Angel, we pick up the bowls that we've been using to wash our feet and we exit this place. Until next time. It is a profound time, a sweet place filled with sacredness. Blessed are you who have heard these words, and so it is.